بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال وكلني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بحفظ زكاة رمضان حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه. It's a very lengthy hadith, an incident in which he explains, you see, that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم gave me the responsibility of safeguarding the zakat of Ramadan. So Sahaba had collected the zakat, and now it is going to be distributed. So it is collected at a certain point. So Rasulullah told Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala to just look after it, safeguard it, make sure nobody comes and steals this money. فَأَتَانِي آتٍ فَجَعَلَ يَحْثُ مِنَ الطَّعَامِ. He says some person came and he began to take handfuls of the food that was there of zakat. فَأَخَذْتُ, I caught his hand, فَقُلْتُ لَأَرْفَعَنَّكَ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمَ, I will definitely take you to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. قَالَ إِنِّي مُحْتَاجُ وَعَلِيَّ عِيَالٌ وَبِي حَاجَةٌ شَدِيدَةٌ فَخَلَّيْتُ عَنْهُ. This man then began to plead to me. He said, I am desperate. I've got a family. I'm poor. I've got severe needs. So I let him go. فَأَصْبَحْتُ فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمَ يَا أَبَا هُرَيْرَةَ مَا فَعَلَ أَسِيرُكَ الْبَارِحَةَ. In the morning, I went to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he asked me, "O Abu Huraira, what happened to your captive last night?" So Rasulullah already knew about this. قلت يا رسول الله شكا حاجة وعيالا فرحمته فخليت السبيلة. I said, "O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the man complained about need, and he had a family to take care of. So I felt pity for him. I let him go." فقال أما إنه قد كذبك وسيعود. Rasulullah tells Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, the man who came to you last night and he stole from the food, he lied to you and he is going to return. فَعَرَفْتُ أَنَّهُ سَيَعُودُ. Then I realized that this man will definitely come back. لِقَوْلِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ. Because Rasul mentioned this, فَرَصَدْتُ, I waited for him. فَجَاءَ يَحْثُ مِنَ الطَّعَامِ. This man comes again and he takes handfuls of food of the zakat. فَقُلْتُ لَأَرْفَعَنَّكَ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. I tell him, I will definitely now take you to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم because you are stealing. قَالَ دَعْنِي فَإِنِّي مُحْتَاجُ وَعَلِيَّ عِيَالٌ لَا أَعُودُ. He says, please give me a break, leave me alone, I'm desperate, I'm in need, I've got a family, I won't come back. فَرَحِمْتُهُ فَخَلَّيْتُ سَبِيلَهُ. Sayyidina Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه says, I felt pity for him, I let him go. فَأَصْبَحْتُ in the morning, فَقَالَ لِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, tells me, يا أبا هريرة ما فعل أسيرك البارحة. What happened to your captive last night? قلت يا رسول الله شكا حاجة وعيالا فرحمته فخليت سبيله. He said he complained about need and he's got a family, so I felt sorry and I let him go. فقال إنه قد كذبك وسيعود. He said he lied to you, he's going to come back. فرصدته الثالثة, the third time now I waited for him. فجاء يحث من الطعام فأخذته. He came and again he started stealing and he began taking handfuls of food. So I grabbed him. فَقُلْتُ لَأَرْفَعَنَّكَ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمَ. I'm definitely taking you now to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. وَهَذَا آخِرُ ثَلَاثِ مَرَّاتٍ أَنَّكَ تَزْعُمُ أَنَّكَ لَا تَعُودُ. And this is the last of the three times you mentioned that you are not going to come. So now I'm going to take you to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. This is the last and final. فَقَالَ دَعْنِي فَإِنِّي أُعَلِّمُكَ كَلِمَاتٍ يَنْفَعُكَ اللَّهُ بِهَا. So he tells me, please leave me. I will teach you some words through which Allah will benefit you. قُلْتُ مَا هُنَّ. I said, okay, what is it? قَالَ إِذَا أَوَيْتَ إِلَىٰ فِرَاشِكَ فَقْرَأْ آيَةَ الْكُرْسِي. When you retire to bed, read Ayatul Kursi. فَإِنَّهُ لَنْ يَزَالَ عَلَيْكَ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَافِظٌ. Because there will be a protector from the side of Allah for you continuously the entire night. وَلَا يَقْرَبُكَ شَيْطَانٌ حَتَّى تُصْبِحَ. And shaitan won't be able to come close to you till the morning. So Allah will protect you, and shaitan won't be able to come close to you. فَخَلَّيْتُ سَبِيلَهُ, I let him go. فَأَصْبَحْتُ, in the morning I went to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. فَقَالَ لِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم, Nabi said to me, مَا فَعَلَ أَسِيرُكَ الْبَارِحَةَ. What happened to your prisoner, your captive last night? قُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, I said, oh Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, زعم أنه يعلمني كلمات ينفعني الله بها. He claimed that he will teach me. Oh, he said he'll teach me some words through which Allah will benefit me. فخليت سبيله. On that grounds, I let him go. قَالَ مَاهِ Nabi Sallam said, what is it? قُلْتُ قَالَ لِي He said to me, إِذَا أَوَيْتَ إِلَىٰ فِرَاشِكَ فَقْرَ آيَةَ الْكُرْسِي مِنْ أَوَّلِهَا حَتَّى تَخْتِمَ الْآيَةَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الْحَيُّ الْقَيُّومِ He said, this man told me to read آيَةَ الْكُرْسِي from the beginning to the end of the verse whenever I go to sleep at night. وَقَالَ لِي And he told me, لَا يَزَالُ عَلَيْكَ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَافِظ There'll always be a protector from the side of Allah Ta'ala for me. And وَلِي يَقْرَبَكَ شَيْطَانٌ حَتَّى تُصْبِحَ And shaitan won't come close to you until you wake up in the morning. So this is what this person told, that Allah will have a protector for you and shaitan won't come close to you till the morning. فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ أَمَا إِنَّهُ قَدْ صَدَقَكَ وَهُوَ كَذُوبٌ You see this man who came to you? This time, the advice he gave you of reading Ayat al-Kursi, etc., he has spoken the truth to you. Whereas, in nature, he is a very, very big liar. تَعْلَمُ مَنْ تُخَاطِبُ مُنْذُ ثَلَاثٍ You know who you were addressing the last three nights? Who was your captive? يَا أَبَا هُرَيْرَةَ وَأَبُو هُرَيْرَةَ قُلْتُ لَا I said, I do not know. قَالَ ذَاكَ شَيْطَانَ Nabi Sallam said, there was shaitan who came to you. So this is mentioned in Bukhari. So shaitan had come in this form, and he was stealing this food. And each time he was caught, and finally shaitan gives him this message, that if you read Ayat al-Kursi, then shaitan himself won't be able to harm you, and Allah will protect you. So this is a very, very, very powerful wazifa. It is a masnoon dua we mentioned yesterday. Ayat al-Kursi, we should make it our habit. After every first salat, recite it, won't even take 2 minutes. And even at night, if you read it, inshallah, for protection, Allah Ta'ala make us give us tawfiq wa make amal wa akhir da'wan. Alhamdulillah.